Restoring My Soul, Monday the 4th of May, The King and the Pharisees. Christ's majesty and indignation as the King was expressed towards the Pharisees when they endeavoured to test him as to whether or not he would heal a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath. When he entered the synagogue, the Pharisees watched him closely. Presuming to be the measure of truth, they desired to find an accusation against him. However, Jesus had come as the King to deliver them from their bondage to self-righteousness. This was an opportunity for their salvation. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" This question brought into focus the issue that Jesus was endeavouring to address. Their sacramental application of the law to themselves and to others was impeding the life and healing that Christ, the substance of the Word, was desiring to minister to those who were infirm. The question, therefore, provided the Pharisees with an opportunity to respond to Christ's fiery eyes with a confession of their fault, which could have led to their forgiveness. However, the Pharisees kept silent. In this regard, they refused to send a delegation to Christ to ask for the conditions of peace. They trusted instead in the 10,000 reasons why they believed they were right. Christ looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts. He commanded the man to stretch out his withered hand, and it was restored as whole as his other hand. Instead of acknowledging and rejoicing in the majesty of Christ, the Pharisees went out and immediately plotted with the Herodians against him. Significantly, they were joining themselves to an alternative counterfeit kingship. Their hard hearts only produced hatred and murder and brought them under the condemnation of the very law they sought to uphold. The references used in today's devotions are Mark chapter 3 verses 2 to 6 and Luke chapter 6 verse 7. For further study, Luke chapter 6.